Welcome to episode 787 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Isaiah, often referred to as the fifth gospel due to its prophetic content about the coming Messiah, contains various names and titles for Jesus that hold deep spiritual significance. These names and titles reflect different aspects of Jesus' character, mission, and the nature of his kingdom. We have already discussed some of these. In Isaiah 7 verse 14, we read about the virgin conceiving and bearing a son whose name is Emmanuel. Meaning God with us, this title signifies the incarnation when God took on human flesh in Jesus. In Isaiah 9 verse 6, we are introduced to four important descriptions of Jesus' majesty. Wonderful Counselor. This title reflects Jesus' wisdom and his role as a guide and teacher for humanity. Mighty God. Emphasizing Jesus' divine nature, this title affirms the belief in Jesus as not just a human prophet, but God himself. Everlasting Father. This symbolizes Jesus' paternal care for his followers and his role in granting eternal life. Prince of Peace. This title highlights Jesus' mission to bring peace, both spiritually and relationally, to a fractured world. We explored Isaiah 11, which discusses a shoot from the stump of Jesse. As aforementioned, this title speaks to Jesus' lineage from the house of David, fulfilling the Jewish expectation of the Messiah's Davidic origin. Isaiah 11 verse 10 speaks of the root of Jesse. This signifies Jesus as the source of hope and salvation for all nations, not just Israel. We explore the notion of the suffering servant in Isaiah 53. This is a key title that encompasses the entire chapter, symbolizing Jesus' role in suffering for humanity's sins. There are additional names and titles in Isaiah 53 and elsewhere in this book.
Today's top 10 list.
10 names and titles for Jesus found in the book of Isaiah.
Number 1.
The arm of the Lord. Isaiah 53 verse 1. Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? This title symbolizes God's power and authority exercised through Jesus, especially in the work of salvation. In this context of the Messiah's suffering and agony, this line seems out of place. The arm of the Lord is a picture of his strength, power, and might. Yet we will see a Messiah weak and suffering. But the strength, power, and might of God will be expressed in the midst of this suffering, seemingly weak Messiah.
Number 2.
A tender shoot. Isaiah 53 verse 2. He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. Other versions say like a young plant, or a tender plant. The Message paraphrase goes as far as to say, a scrawny seedling, a scrubby plant in a parched field. This title represents Jesus' humble origins and his growth in an unexpected, humble manner. Jesus did grow up, as he increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man, according to Luke 2 verse 52. But all the while, he was as a tender plant, of seeming weakness and insignificance, not like a mighty tree. Note that a tender shoot is weak and vulnerable unless it is before him, that is before the Lord God. In God's presence, that which seems to be weak is strong. If the plant is before him, it doesn't even matter that the ground is dry. God will sustain it with his presence.
Number 3.
A man of sorrows. Isaiah 53 verse 3. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. This description reflects the suffering and pain Jesus endured, highlighting his empathy and shared experience with human suffering.
Number 4.
A lamb to the slaughter. Isaiah 53 verse 7. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, and he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, and like a sheep that before its shearer is silent, so he opened not his mouth. This symbolizes Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross, submitting willingly for the sake of humanity. We should not take this as indicating that Jesus was a helpless victim of circumstances and was helpless as a lamb. Quite the contrary. Even in his suffering and death, Jesus was in control. Isaiah's point is that Jesus was silent, not helpless.
Number 5.
The righteous one. Isaiah 53 verse 11. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied. By his knowledge shall the righteous one, my servant, make many to be accounted righteous. This title affirms Jesus' moral perfection and his role in justifying humanity before God. Justifying here, it means making righteous before God.
Number 6.
The Redeemer. Isaiah 59 verse 20. And a Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who turn from transgression, declares the Lord. This title emphasizes Jesus as the one who saves humanity from sin and its consequences.
Number 7.
The Anointed One. Isaiah 61 verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. As we have previously shared, the Hebrew word for anointed is Messiah, reflecting Jesus' role as the one anointed by God to bring good news and liberation. Isaiah 61 goes on to say that he has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen.
Number 8.
The Cornerstone. Isaiah 28 verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am the one who was laid as a foundation in Zion, a stone, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone of a sure foundation. This title symbolizes Jesus as the foundational stone upon which the church is built. It underscores his essential and foundational role in the faith and lives of believers.
Number 9.
The Servant of the Lord. This is discussed in Isaiah 42 verses 1 to 9. While the suffering servant in Isaiah 53 is more focused on Jesus' sacrificial death, the servant of the Lord in Isaiah 42 highlights his mission to bring justice and light, serving God faithfully in his life and ministry. Verse 1, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. Verse 4, he will not grow faint or be discouraged till he has established justice in the earth.
Number 10.
The Judge. Isaiah 33 verse 22. For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. He will save us. This title points to Jesus' role in divine judgment, emphasizing his authority and sovereignty as king and judge. There are other names and titles such as the Bridegroom, or Shepherd of Israel, or the Holy One of Israel. In exploring these prophetic names and titles of Jesus in the book of Isaiah, we are reminded of the multifaceted nature of Christ as our guide, Savior and Redeemer and King, whose life and mission fulfill the deep-seated hopes and longings encapsulated in these ancient and ever-relevant prophetic words. Father, as we reflect on these titles, let us gain a deeper understanding and appreciation of who Jesus is and what he has done for us. May these insights inspire and guide us in our daily walk with you. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.